Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in a secret meeting at the IMF sometime April 21 to 26 between Secretary of the Treasury of the United States, Scott Bessent, and his opposite number from the People's Republic of China to knit together the two countries and take them out of a trade war. That announcement was followed by a public announcement. That meeting was followed by a public announcement in these last 48 hours, and the markets are rallying. I speak with this matter with Liz Peek of The Hill and Fox News. We also turn to migration and criminal behavior in the United States getting immediately deported, and the progressive wing of the Democratic Party standing up for criminals who have misbehaved in the U.S. and are being sent away. London Calling, Joseph Sternberg in London writing about the German government and its challenge to what to do with AfD, the alternative for Deutschland. Anti-EU, anti-NATO, anti-immigrant, anti-America, anti-everything I could name except for Russia, not anti-Russia. What is to be done? Joe and I then discuss the speech by the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, about migration and how the numbers have to be controlled and reduced coming to Britain, both legal and illegal. He talks about an island of strangers. That's how Labour is going to deal with migration. Other countries in Europe, remember, Britain's not in the EU anymore. It's in NATO. Other countries have other approaches, but it's a weighty matter everywhere. Germany, France, the migration that swept in from the Syrian civil war and then across North Africa. Then a conversation with Jonathan Schenzer about Gazans. What is to become of the Gazans? Where do they go? Where do they live? Even if you imagine someday they could come back to a rebuilt landscape in the Gaza Strip, it'll take years. In the meantime, 1.5 million people cannot feed themselves. They're trapped in ruins. What is to be done? And then a conversation about Syria, untrusted, unstable in the hands of former jihadists, who claim to be former jihadists, though they've been perpetrating attacks and murders these last weeks against Alawites, against Jews, against minorities. Kashmir, Gregory Copley and I discussed Kashmir and the exchange of high-performance missiles by Pakistan and India. Then we discussed the ceasefire in Ukraine, potential, a meeting said to be imminent in Istanbul. Maybe Mr. Putin will attend. Maybe Mr. Trump would attend if Mr. Putin attends. Mr. Rubio will be there. Mr. Zelensky says he'll be there. A meeting to end the Ukraine war. Meanwhile, the president is with Mohammed bin Salman in Riyadh, taking checks, making deals, shaking hands. Delighted. King Charles Report, welcoming the King of the President of France by the King of England and Britain and Northern Ireland and Canada and New Zealand and Australia in July for a state visit, a joyful state visit, the two countries working together after several hundred years of enmity. Remember, before the North Sea filled up when the glacier melted, 7,000 years ago, something like that, it filled in a river valley that connected Britain to France. That's right. Down there are artifacts from when people lived there. Did it happen all at once? I don't know. It happened. That's why the English Channel is so shallow. It used to be land when the glaciers were bigger in the north. Can happen again. But right now it's going the other way. The ice is melting and the rivers, the ocean is rising. And then a conversation with Grant Newsham about Japan misreading America and the mood in America because the Japanese elite only talks to the American elite. Grant recommends they get out and talk to America. Henry Miller comments on a new nominee for Surgeon General, whom he finds not prepared for the work of a Surgeon General. Instead, someone who would be, apparently from the record I read, more comfortable in a practice in Beverly Hills. Henry calls it the Wellness Industrial Complex. Wonderful. A meeting in Istanbul, I talked to Moscow's Ekaterina Zolotova, what the Russian people have learned by a speech by Vladimir Putin on May 11th, very late at night, so it was early in the morning in Washington. Or let me put it this way. It was very late at night, so it was morning time, Washington. Is that right? In any event, there's a 7 or 8 or 9 hour gap, and that was accounted for. Can't do my math easily. Huawei building scale of the high end. They want to build, Huawei does, a TSMC, an ASML, and a NVIDIA. They want to put all the high end together and do it on their own. And there's evidence from satellites of the construction underway. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.